try to stay in great shape just in case. You never know what can happen. And me, my philosophy is always stay ready no matter what, because you never know when you're going to go in there. It's your job to be professional and stay ready. And in Oakland, you know, I played games. I started at safety. I started at corner. I started at nickel. I'd done returns. So I'm accustomed to doing a lot of things in football games. And so here, I just always wanted to stay ready. And when I got my chance, I wanted to go in there and make sure I wasn't tired. The first half, I was tired a little bit. But the second half, I got my second win. I wasn't tired once the whole entire game. So
the team got a second win in the second half.
Yeah, we did get a second win. They played very hard today. But, you know, we outfinished them at the end.
What was the biggest adjustment of the adding defense?
I don't know, it's just, I haven't played defense in such a long time. I wanted to go out there and just relax and think about what I have to do. Always when I played, I try not to get, you know, too pumped up, because I'm like, hey, I want to be able to read these splits, read what they're going to do, and apply what I learned in my film study out there on the field. And so I did that today. A lot of plays where I made pass breakups, I knew they were coming just off the splits and off the offensive formation. So that makes the game a lot easier. So I just wanted to calm down and just let the game come to me, relax, and see the sets. I knew I was going to make a lot of plays.
When was the last time you played defense?
I played a little bit at Kansas City, but that was kind of garbage time because we were up by like 40 points. But last year I played significantly in Oakland a lot. And so it's been a while. I played a little bit in the preseason, and I hurt my shoulder. I was down for a while. And so, I mean, I think a lot of times they're like, hey, we just want him to do special teams because we know his shoulder's kind of banged up. But always stay ready, because you never know when your number's going to be called.
Do you feel more aggressive on the field as a defensive player than rather than
what did you say?
Feel more aggressive as a defensive player more than an offensive player? Do you, you get more height or more aggressive?
Yeah, I guess I tried. I don't know, because to me, I always do a lot of things. When I've played, I've always done so many different positions where I try to conserve my energy. And I'm doing returns, I try to relax, and when I do get the ball, I try to hit it hard, you know, and try to get too pumped up, excited. But returns is just really instinct. I'm just catching the ball and running. And defensively, I'm trying to stay calm and just read what's going on out there and play calm and play with a lot of confidence, in which I always do play with a lot of confidence.
Talk to the pick.
I had a lot of pass breakups, and they're, throughout the game, they're running a decoy route at the sticks about 10 to 15 yards, and they're getting really wide splits when they're doing that. And I had a couple of pass breakups, so I figured, hey, you know, it's the fourth quarter, and then they're not going to try to do this again. They're going to try to get me on double move, because once you start breaking hard on routes, you know the double move is going to come eventually. And so they gave me the double move. I didn't even break on it. I just knew he wasn't going to curl up, and so he threw it. And it was, I think he got hit or something, so it was even an easier pick than it would have been if he would have thrown it deep. And I just tried to make sure I got my feet in, which I did.
Seems like every week one of the sidebars of this team and wins is other guys, not main guys. So mm-hmm. Are you proud to be that guy this week?
Yeah, I'm proud to be that guy, because I don't know, I'm a type of person, you know, I don't want to sound pretentious or anything, but I've always taken a lot of pride in my game. I feel like I'm just as good a defense player as I am a special teams player. You know, in Oakland I was behind Charles Woodson and Nnamdi Asamoah. You know, those are probably the two best corners in the league. And I come over here, and you have two established starters. And so, you know, I feel like, hey, special teams are going to be my my niche in the team. But I knew that my capabilities, I knew what I was going to get in the game. It wasn't going to be a surprise. You know, me and Ronaldo Hill talk all the time. I'm like, if I ever get in the game, I'm going to make some plays because I know I can play. And so I never view myself as just a backup. I always view myself as a starter. So every week I watch film like I'm a starter and just prepare. And you never know what's going to happen. And today, you know, Nick ended up not playing and Eric King got hurt. I was like, okay, this is my time. I know I have to make some plays for us to win. And fortunately, I did.
Did you get so many plays, being it out there for so many plays on the defense, uh-huh. They pretty much just tell you to fair catch it unless it was late in the game, unless it was something that was very returnable?
No, I wasn't very tired at all. I didn't get tired at all in the second half. So a lot of those balls, he was getting more hang time on his punts, and he was kicking shorter punts. And their punt team is by far one of the best in the NFL, so they were getting down there in my face. And sometimes it looked like I had some space, but usually when you fair catch, they slow down a little bit. Then on some of the third down and shorts, we were really concerned about them faking a punt this week. So we had defensive stay on there a couple of returns, and I know those defensive linemen are pretty tired. I don't think they're going to be blocking as well as that punt return team. So as soon as I see defense to stay out there, I'm like, most likely I'm going to have to fair catch.
Thanks, Chris.